Iger rejected the notion, arguing that confiding in anyone from the news division was inviting leaks. Still, Braun felt so strongly that he followed up with an email reiterating the need to reassure Ted Koppel to the effect that, "We are not going to succeed if Ted comes out against this. Let's work out with Ted how Nightline moves." He received no reply. Iger said that it was Braun, not him, who wanted the negotiations cloaked in secrecy, but several people at Disney saw Braun's email. Iger may well have been correct that briefing Koppel on the negotiations risked a leak, but he evidently failed to consider that the negotiations were likely to leak anyway, whether or not Koppel was told in advance, especially if others at CBS learned that Letterman was talking to ABC. On March 1st, ABC's pursuit of Letterman was front-page news in the New York Times, which reported that ABC had made a strong bid in a move that would displace Ted Koppel and Nightline. That same morning, ABC News president David Weston summoned his irate executives, anchors, and journalists to say that neither he nor Koppel knew anything about the talks. He denounced the possible move of Nightline as a tremendous blow with ramifications for the entire news division. A furious Koppel, who learned of the deal when reporters called for comment, huddled with top producers to plot strategy. It didn't help that the only expression of support from Disney came not from Eisner or Iger, but in a response from Alex Wallau, the president of the ABC network. Wallau said only that Koppel was one of the most respected journalists in America, and, "We are hopeful that Nightline and Ted will continue to make significant contributions to ABC in the years ahead." Letterman issued a far stronger statement of support for Koppel than Disney did, saying he wouldn't join ABC if it meant displacing Koppel. Moreover, Letterman stated that he had cause to wonder how Eisner and Iger would treat him if this was how they treated Koppel, one of their most respected on-air talents. A full week after the story broke, Iger apologized to Koppel. "The way the story unfolded, we could have been more respectful to the people involved, and for that I have apologized," he told the Times. Iger also told me that no one would have criticized the strategy had Letterman agreed to come to ABC. But the negotiations continued, with ABC offering Letterman $31.5 million in annual salary and an array of other guarantees. Iger and Braun flew to New York on March 11th to make the final pitch. With considerable drama, Letterman announced on his show of March 12th that he would stay at CBS and that he hoped Koppel and Nightline would remain on ABC for as long as that guy would like to have that job. Although ABC was also handicapped in its courtship by its faltering primetime ratings, just as CBS's were surging, in the end, Braun was right that the deal was doomed without Koppel's endorsement. Once Letterman made his decision to stay at CBS, Koppel broke his silence and issued a scathing indictment of Disney management. "We hope the corporate leadership of Disney understands that it would not be responsible to expect all of us at Nightline to continue our work in a climate of ongoing uncertainty. There must be a great many talented comedians who would welcome the opportunity to take over the Nightline time slot. Our hope is that Disney will send a clear and unmistakable signal to them, to us, to the advertising community,